Hello and welcome to another episode of Drive Talk. My name is James and this is a podcast where every day on my short commute to work, I drive and I talk. How are you guys doing today? It's Thursday. Week's almost done. My son got up super early this morning and yeah, that sucked. It was like 5:15. And he kept coming in and out of our room, so a little tired. You guys must be sick of hearing me saying that I'm tired, but for those of you without kids, if you ever have kids, this is what to expect. I love my kids, and I can't imagine not having them in my life. They're pretty awesome, but you're always tired. That's just kind of the way it goes. So last night we watched a movie. It was a movie that kind of flew under the radar. It was one of those movies where we saw the trailer, like, I don't know, it was like a year or two ago. I was like, oh, I really want to see that. And it just kind of flew under the radar. And we were looking for stuff to watch on Netflix. And we found it. And it was a movie called The Night Before, which is kind of a silly comedy featuring Seth Rogen and a guy whose name is escaping me right now. But yeah, if you like kind of Seth Rogen's brand of humor, then you'll enjoy this. It's pretty silly, and it has a little bit of heart to it. It's just kind of a funny, feel-good movie. It's basically the story of three friends that get together every Christmas Eve to basically have a wild night out. And it's been a tradition of theirs since high school, when one of the guys' mothers passed away. So the friends kind of got together as a way of cheering him up, and it's kind of been this annual tradition. And this movie's kind of like the last Christmas, kind of wild Christmas they have before they kind of call it quits. And it's a silly premise, but if you're looking for something to kind of cheer you up or kind of take you out of the stress of the real world, then it's a good movie to watch. Nothing like groundbreaking or earth-shattering. It's just a funny movie that's, yeah, like I said, still has a little bit of heart to it, which I like. Beyond that, E3 is approaching us. For those that don't follow video games, that's kind of where all the new games get announced. It's kind of like Christmas time for gamers. And it's also the time that if you're living in Canada, pre-order as many video games as you can. Because it's kind of the one time of year where retailers will usually knock off about 30%. Off of new releases, and I've been doing this for many years now, and it saved me a ton of money, as I usually just pre-order kind of anything that looks remotely interesting, and I always have the option of returning it if reviews come out and say it's a bad game, then I just take it back and I get my money back. No kind of harm lost. So yeah, this morning I pre-ordered the new Pokemon game that's coming out in November, because I know my kids are really looking forward to that, and that's kind of an early Christmas present, I guess, kind of out of the way. And yeah, it was $49.99, which used to be kind of the cheap price of video games, like, many moons ago. Now games have shot up to, like, $80, and I just can't pay that for a new release. It just, it's insane to me. Even $50 is a bit much for a game. That kind of seems like normal. But I would rather pay $49 than $79. So, I'm generally, pre-ordering anything that I can that's in that price point, just to kind of lock in that price. And like I said, I can always return what I don't want. I still have a bunch of pre-orders from last year of games that haven't even come out yet. Yeah, if you're in Canada, Walmart was really good last year. Amazon, I find, a little hit and miss. And Best Buy is a bit of hit and miss, too. But, yeah, just kind of keep your eyes peeled for pre-order stuff. I think Best Buy said they were going to have 30% off, which I think it brings it down to kind of that $50 mark for new releases. So, I will be pre-ordering like a madman, because that's what I usually do around this time of year. But yeah, that's today's episode. I will chat to you guys again tomorrow.